Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Wendy Listina for Community Comment. I'm talking today about Saving the Queen, the story of Fernbridge, a one-hour documentary video that was funded in part by a grant from Cal Humanities, a nonprofit state partner of the National Endowment for the Humanities. When the Ferndale Museum, which is the producer of this movie, first suggested we make the story of Fernbridge in 2011 to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the bridge's 1911 opening, my first thought was, oh no, what's the story? They built a bridge, earthquakes and floods came, it didn't fall down, the end. What we hadn't anticipated was the richness of the real story. The lobbying of the supervisors for 20 years, during which time the Eel River was crossed in four or five locations by ferries that were simply fancy rafts, huge wooden platforms that pulled horses and buggies and cattle and sheep and hogs and boxes of butter, even when the rivers were swollen with winter rains. But finally, in the fall of 1909, the County Board of Supervisors did vote unanimously to levy the tax. We assumed the bridge was going to be built, but wrong. To the fury of everyone along the Eel, but to our delight as filmmakers, the fight had just begun. Turns out there were several places along the Eel where people thought the bridge should be located. The battle between Ferndale and Fortuna for the location site was basically won between supervisors of District 1 and District 2 and is recreated in the movie Saving the Queen with local people who are reenacting the parts of historical characters, local people who live currently on both sides of the river. Humboldt County people are known to be a feisty lot, and that truth basically is the thread that unites this movie with the early history of Fernbridge to the more recent past. In the late 80s, when a new regional director from Caltrans came into town and announced that $10 million was available from the feds to build a new bridge, and they were going to replace Fernbridge. A new steel bridge, widened lanes, a cloverleaf of access roads, and without Humboldt Creamery, which unfortunately was in the way. In addition to vintage video and interviews with the principals of the 86 conflict and the reenactments, the movie is also boosted by amazing new video of the bridge by director of photography Brian Christensen and a moving folk song, Eel River Queen, written and performed for the movie by Hugh Gallagher. The movie will show Wednesday, July 31st at the Ferndale Repertory Theater, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are at The Works in Eureka and Arcata, Rings Pharmacy, Lentz Department Store in the Ferndale Museum in Ferndale, Green's Pharmacy in Fortuna, $10. Call 786-4466, the Ferndale Museum, for more information or have your tickets held at the door. This is Wendy Listina for Community Comment, KINS.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.